You know, a lot of people say, well, Mike, you know, you're busting up on Republicans. You're constantly busting up. Blah, 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 blah. Why don't you focus on Bush or Cheney? Why Republicans? Because Republicans are vile. All Republicans are liars, cheats, sneaks. They are deceivers. They are immoral, and they have no ethical structure whatsoever. I don't care if they're members of Congress or your mama. If they are Republicans, they are thugs. They support mass murder. They support the destruction of this country. Let's suppose you're arrested for shoplifting a loaf of bread, and you get a phone call from your county prosecutor, and he says, well, you know, Mr. Malloy, you shoplifted that loaf of bread. That's a misdemeanor. You're looking at a year in jail. By the way, I'm up for re-election. I could use $100 for my campaign. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? It's Mr. Malloy. I'm going to give that sucker his $100 so quick there'll be a thunderclap caused by the air rushing into the vacuum where I used to be on my way out the door to go give him his $100. Washington Post got internal fundraising documents of these Republican attorneys general. Now, these attorneys general are all members of the Washington-based Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA, R-A-G-A. The Republican Attorney General's Association was founded by William Pryor, Jr., and the Republican National Committee with the explicit aim of soliciting funds from the firearms, tobacco, paint industries. The documents obtained by the Washington Post also describe direct calls the attorneys general made, for example, to representatives of Pfizer, MasterCard, Eli Lilly, Anheuser-Busch, Citigroup, Amway, U.S. Steel, Nextel Communications, General Motors, Microsoft, and Shell Oil. Industries facing state lawsuits over cancer deaths, lead poisoning, gunshots, consumer complaints. One of the documents mentions potential state actions against HMOs and suggests that the attorneys general should, quote, start targeting the HMOs for fundraising, close quote. The documents also cite a news article about consolidation and regulation of insurance firms. And the document says, quote, this would be a natural area for us to focus on raising money, end quote. All funds collected by the Republican Attorneys General Association were passed to the Republican National Committee without any public link to the attorneys general who made the solicitations. Then the money was dispersed to campaigns by the attorneys general and other candidates, according to these documents. Oh, and by the way, RAGA, Republican Attorney General Association, they don't have to file public disclosure statements. Filthy, filthy Republicans. Now, that is according to statements by Pryor himself and other officials as to what RAGA was all about. It's there in their charter. These sons of bitches don't even try to hide the fact that they are nothing more than stick-up artists. The calls came from Washington. Hey, John, Attorney General down there in Mississippi, listen, call this company, Ace Ball Bearings, because, you know, we're thinking about a massive lawsuit against Ace Ball Bearings because they've been polluting the environment down there. So call them up and ask for a campaign contribution and hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, maybe suggest that the investigation might head south if they contribute. Can you believe this? Now, no, no, don't do that. I'm not going to get myself into a state of hyper blood pressure. Not going to do it. The companies they solicited for campaign contributions included some of the nation's largest tobacco companies, pharmaceutical companies, computer companies, energy, banking, liquor, insurance, media companies, many of which have been targeted in product liability lawsuits or regulations by state governments. So here come these Republican attorneys general. Hey! Hi, my name's Abe Snake. I'm the Attorney General of Virginia, and you, Corporation X, you know, your ass is in real trouble. Did you know that? Listen, by the way, my staff will be prosecuting you, but I'm looking for some campaign contributions. Want to kick in? These people are filthy, and they're corrupt, and they're Republicans. The documents also state that in return for contributions, company officials who had been solicited would be entitled to meet with the attorneys general Participate in conference calls with them. Socialize with them. One document states, for example, that Texas, Bush's Attorney General, Cornyn, was asked to collect a donation from Shell Oil in late 1999. That firm was one of five energy companies that reached a $12.6 million settlement with Cornyn in August of 1999 in a dispute over unpaid royalties. 2 years later, Shell was one of 28 oil and petrochemical companies to reach a $120 million settlement with Cornyn and the Department of Justice in a separate dispute over toxic waste. Now, Don Stewart, a spokesman for the former Texas Attorney General, who's now a senator, the spokesman for Cornyn said the senator does not recall telephoning Shell Oil. Don Stewart, the spokesman, also said he was, quote, troubled by the inference that there's some kind of connection between any such phone call and a legal settlement that benefited the citizens of Texas. That would be the settlement against Shell Oil. Benefited the citizens of Texas. Oh, Jesus. One of those soliciting funds between 1999 and 2001, according to the documents, is Alabama Attorney General William Pryor Jr., nominated by the corrupt animal George Bush to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. Can you imagine this would-be criminal on the Court of Appeals? The organization was founded by Pryor, okay? Can you get your mind around this? William Pryor Jr., who Bush wants to put on an appeals court, founded what is nothing more than a criminal enterprise. It is a shakedown band of thugs.
We understand here on the street that there have been a lot of fires, you know? And we'll make sure your grocery store doesn't get burned down. Now, it's $100 a week. You want the protection?
That's what this is. That's exactly what this is.
Pryor, who did not return a phone call to his Alabama office seeking comments yesterday, has told reporters that he does not want corporations to be punished by trial lawyers and favors a market-oriented approach to state law enforcement. Do you hear that? A market-oriented approach to law enforcement? What does that mean?
What does that mean? If I am arrested for murder, that means I can buy my way out. If I'm arrested for corporate crimes, I can buy my way out. That is a market-oriented approach to law enforcement. Can you believe this? And Bush wants to put this pig on the appeals court bench. Alabama's Attorney General Pryor. Nothing more than a filthy, corrupt criminal. Shaking down corporations. Not that the filthy, rotten corporations don't deserve to be shaken down, but it's so incestuous, isn't it? The corporations break the law. The attorneys general, Republicans all, that are supposed to prosecute them, cut deals.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you contribute some money and maybe your case will be lost?
At his confirmation hearing and in writing, Pryor told the committee that as far as he knows, he never raised money from tobacco companies or companies under investigation by his office. But the documents show Pryor was involved in telephone solicitations from these very companies. Ah! And in a written statement, following his June 11th confirmation hearing, Pryor said he was unaware of any funds that the Republican Attorney General's Association solicited or collected from companies in Alabama. He also told Congress under oath he did not know whether any tobacco companies were RAGA members. And this filthy pig made the phone call to Philip Morris and Brown and Williamson to collect the dues. So not only is he corrupt to the core of his being, he is also a perjurer. Well, Bill Clinton perjured himself, Mike. He said he didn't have sex to that woman, and he did. You know what, Mike? I'm just damn glad that we have dignity restored in the White House, and I support my president. You communist bastard, I don't like you, Mike Malloy. I support my president, and William Pryor's a good man. He really is. And you communists in this liberal damn media, you people are destroying America. That's what you're doing. You're destroying America, Malloy.
Now this from the from the Associated Press at today. Senators temporarily delayed Alabama Attorney General William Pryor's nomination to a federal appeals court Thursday after questions were raised about Pryor's fundraising activities for a Republican Attorneys General group. The Senate Judiciary Committee was to vote on his nomination Thursday morning. The vote was put off under a rarely invoked rule banning committee work 2 hours after a Senate session begins. Senate Judiciary Chairman Orrin Hatch, Republican thug of Utah, said he would try to bring the committee back later. The Republicans hold a one vote advantage on the committee. Hatch said,
I hate to keep people here late tonight, but if we can't get rid of the two-hour rule invocation, I'm going to ask all of my colleagues to be here as soon as the Senate goes out of session this evening. Because you know why? William Pryor's a good man. And that liberal communist Malloy on the radio, and then that filthy Washington Post, you know, they're talking about this stuff, and they're not going to see. This is political. This is all politicized. That's all they're doing. They're just politicizing. I love my president, Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat, New York. The issue here, if I might say, is not, in my judgment, the fundraising activities of Mr. Pryor. It is rather, when asked about those activities, whether he answered accurately and fully and truthfully. He may well have. He may well have not. But we ought to find out. Oh, Jesus! Can you believe this? This is what you get from a Democratic senator. The issue here is not, in my judgment, the fundraising activities of Mr. Pryor. What is Charles Schumer saying? That it's okay with him for a state attorney general to call up a company that's about to be indicted and ask for a campaign contribution? Is that what you're saying, Chuck? Have I said tonight that I hate Democrats? So Schumer's got his bloomers in a wad because he says, well, it's rather when they asked about those activities, did he answer accurately and fully and truthfully? He may well have. He may well have not. But we ought to find out. Meanwhile, Orrin Hatch and the Republicans said they are confident that all the answers Pryor gave are correct. Jeff Sessions, Republican pissant of Alabama, said, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. Move on. There's nothing here. Some Democrats disagreed. Russ Feingold, Democrat, Wisconsin, he said the nominee's answers did not correspond to what the documents are suggesting. And then Schumer comes back in and says, now you can't jump to the conclusion that Mr. Pryor did something wrong here, but you also can't jump to the conclusion that he did something right. The logical thing to do, which is why it makes sense to delay, is to wait until this bipartisan investigation is looked at. Hi, I'm Charles Schumer. Maybe he did something wrong. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. Up is down. Left is right. Who knows?
Orrin Hatch said the Democrats are just trying to delay another one of Bush's nominees. Because, you know, Democrats are also filibustering two other criminals, Miguel Estrada for the U.S. Court of Appeals, District of Columbia, and Priscilla Owen, former bag lady for God only knows who, for the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Hatch said, this is pure politics, pure and simple. Just because our boy goes out and solicits funds from companies they're going to investigate, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Senator John Cornyn, Republican, Texas, former member of the Republican Attorneys General Association, called the Democrats' questions about all this hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Cornyn said, elected officials can and do raise money for their political party all the time. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly legal to raise money from corporations against whom you may file a lawsuit.
the brazenness of these people, because they know that you'll get people like Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, say, well, now there's no proof that Pryor did anything wrong. Of course, there's no proof they did anything right. Well, I don't know. You know, I support my president. I'm a Democrat, and show me who's asked to kiss, and I'll kiss it. Nobody says that their crime was committed. Who knows? But it appears that maybe he didn't tell the truth, but that's okay. He's a Republican, and I want to get reelected, so it's okay. Have I mentioned how much I loathe the leadership of the Democratic Party? I'm sure I have. Boom time for Wall Street.